Q94, your Mountain Rock coaches shows continue, and we're heading into Texas County. Talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, week one is in the books, and you were made the long trip to Pierce City, come up short on that. Take us through that game. What'd you see you liked? What'd you see that you felt you needed to work on for this week?
We had a few explosive plays, but then I thought the tail of the game was going to be winning the offensive line or the defense, winning the line of scrimmage. And we didn't do that, either side of the ball. They have the Kleinbaker kid that plays off or as a quarterback. He's a special talent. He's a magnificent 11 in the pigskin. Just did a fantastic job. He runs, he throws, he does all the things. And when you stop one, he does the other. I think he accounted for 465 yards of total offense. And when you allow a kid to have success like that, you're probably coming up on the losing end of things. And that's exactly what happened. But, offensively, we gotta get better up front. I thought we were better. I thought we'd played better than what we'd played. And hopefully that was just game one jitters. And as the season progresses, hopefully we can get better up front. If not, it's going to be a long season.
Yeah, man, that line of scrimmage, it is, it's just, well, it's the game. It's kind of like it's a game within a game.
Yep.
And it's not, you can't win at the line of scrimmage every play, but you have to win more. You got to win more than you lose at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I thought we had done a good job all summer, and we've been battling a lot of rolled ankles and things like that. So we shuffled our lineup on Monday, just trying to overcome some ankles, and we shuffled not for the better at that point. And it's probably gonna be a work in progress till we get everybody completely running healthy on two good wheels. But we've made some adjustments this week, and hopefully that'll be a better factor for us Friday night.
Yeah, well, and of course tonight you got Springfield Catholic. They picked up a week one win over Lighthouse Senior High. And, and of course, they're in our district as well. What'd you see out of Springfield Catholic?
They're very athletic. The Boster kid is back again at running back, and I think he's receiving some college attention, and just does a really nice job for him, for them, and really great athlete, explosive, very fast. So definitely a kid you have to contain. They're just athletic and they run well. They're not very big, but 190, 200 pounds, and they all seem to run really well and be athletic. So definitely can't turn it into a track meet again this week. We gotta contain big plays, and definitely limit the amount of offensive production that the Boster kid has.
Well, and now tonight's game as well is going to be played at Kabul. And so let's, if you can, give us a little update on the status of Tiger Stadium right now, kind of where things at, and when might the Houston Tigers be able to be at home?
Well, it's definitely getting greener. We got some grass put down this week. But, the ground wasn't exactly as good as you would hope it would be in certain spots. So we've got a few bumps and hills and low spots. So they're going to come in and top dress it a few times with some sand and try to get that corrected. But as it looks right now, October 9th looks like the first time we're going to be at home. So going to be on the road for a little while longer, but I think in the end, with the track and the field, I think we're going to be much better than we've been. So don't look at the short term, look at the long term. And mm-hmm. I think in the end, the investment's definitely gonna be worth it.
Yeah, well, I mean, not only will you get to host football games, but track meets again, and that's kind of the driving force behind all this, correct?
Yeah, that's something that, I mean, we haven't had a track meet in probably 30 years, and, you know, they haven't had a regulation track. So to go from an asphalt track that wasn't regulation, that was just in terrible condition, to a regulation eight-lane track with all the bells and whistles, I think, you know, that's going to be huge, not only for our kids, but for the community, because, you know, track, there's not a lot of local track meets. So, you know, if we can help ease the pressure from the surrounding schools to not have to be on the road all the time, I know, you know, we're thankful when we go to a local track meet, and I know other districts will be thankful as well. So if we can ease the tension, I think that's going to be good. And, you know, just to keep our kids more local and get them to bed a little bit earlier on a school night after a track meet, that'll be huge.
Right on. Yeah, for sure. Again, tonight the Houston Tigers will be hosting the Springfield Catholic Fighting Irish, but again, that will be played at Kabul. The game will air right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. And before I let you go, health-wise, you know, Tigers in, how's the, you know, pretty good shape?
Yeah, I don't know. We've got some rolled ankles and some kids we're nursing back to health, but I figure, you know, it's pretty minor. It's nothing major at this point, and hopefully we just continue just have bumps and bruises and nothing more than that. You know, you watch the news and you see that kid at William Jewell that scored the touchdown and collapsed on the sideline and ultimately ended up passing away earlier, I guess, last weekend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're just thankful that to be as healthy as you are, and, you know, you don't take anything for granted, because, you know, it's the game of life is real. So,
yes.
You know, we're thankful to be as healthy as we are. And, you know, shout out to the Kabul administration and community for allowing us to be able to come over there and play more locally than having to go to Springfield Catholic and play. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of adjustment to go play a home game 15 miles down the road. But
yeah,
just thankful for them to being hospitable and allowing us to come over.
Right on. All right, everybody. Head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan, appreciate your time, and good luck tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming. Stay put. Weather forecast is on the way.